And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Yeah, this is Andy Webb. I'm filling in for Al Gordon today. Normally, you would be catching Al at this time. Who am I? Well, I'm just like Al. I'm real estate retired. I am financially free. I followed the roadmap that Lifestyles Unlimited handed me and got out of corporate America, my wife as well. And we're out there living the lifestyle, having a great time. And that's what Al's doing. So I'm filling in today. He's out. I don't know what he's doing. He can tell you more when he's back. I'm up in the DFW, North Texas area, by the way. Al's down there, in Central Texas. But what's Al doing? How is he living the lifestyle? Well, among other things, I guarantee you that he has built a team for his residential rental investing business. He has people that he works with. He has people that he delegates to, that he outsources parts of the business to. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is a key member of his team, a key member of my team, and a key member you should have on your team as well. Just one. Now, there are lots of people you need to have on your team, but we're going to focus on one today, and that is the realtor and working with realtors. Why do we want a realtor on our team? Well, they can help us find property. They can help us lease our rental houses when we have them fixed up and ready to go. They can run sales comps for us when it's time to sell or do a refinance. They can run lease comps for us, right? Renewal time. We typically hold our houses, 2, 3, 4 years maybe, year-long lease. Well, we're going to come up against a renewal, or maybe we have to re-let the property. What's out in the market? What's happening? I need to know what's going on by way of lease comps. Comps for tax protest. Yeah, that's coming up real soon. Maybe I need a realtor to help me manage my property. So there are lots of reasons to engage a realtor. Don't be out there trying to do this stuff by yourself. You're going to get yourself in trouble. But we'll talk about, among other things, how do you find one? How do you pick one? And are there alternatives? Because yes, in most situations, most of the things I just described where a realtor can help you, there are typically alternatives, so I'll highlight a few of those. And of course, I have to hit a quick question before we start, and I get this, I don't know, Al, we get our email questions from you, and by the way, you can send those questions to me at askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. And one of the questions I tend to get a lot, it seems, or maybe when I'm out talking with the investor on the street, before, you know, new person just thinking about doing this thing, do I need to get my license? Do I need to become a realtor if I want to invest in single family houses? Well, the quick answer is no, absolutely not. Among other things, this will just put another hurdle in front of you to getting started, because now you got to go out and do all the education, do the training, whatever that takes, get your license, find a broker, pay the fees. It's going to start costing you money out of pocket as well as time. It's just another hurdle. So forget about it. And I will tell you that as a realtor, you do have added liability in this space, because now you're held to a higher standard. You are a fiduciary when you work with clients. And even when you don't work with a client that has contracted you, you have to behave above and beyond. You have added liability. And of course, we want to build a team so we can delegate, so we can outsource, so that we can use other people's time and knowledge in this space. I can tell you there are realtors that have been doing this for decades and working with investors for decades. Do they bring a lot to the table? Absolutely they do. So you got to find those guys. And I'll tell you personally, my wife and I, by the way, if you're new to the show, new to hearing my voice in lieu of Al's, we joined back in spring of 2012. So we've been doing this for a good 12, 13 years now, focused squarely on single family to begin with. We're now also invested in apartments. But the first, 8 or 9, maybe 10 houses that we bought were brought to us simply by realtors. Eventually, we got out of that space. We found things different ways, in addition to realtors, I should say. But that's what we did. Were we licensed? No, no. So don't discard that thought from your head. File that away with, do I need to form an LLC before I start? Do I need to have a website before I start? No, no, no. None of that. None of that. And you don't need to be a realtor. But you do need to find one, and you need to choose one. And that begs the question, well, do you want just one? You know, I saw a post from Gary Keller. He's with Keller, one of the owners, one of the founders of Keller Williams. You probably know the name, big realty brokerage. He recently posted that 75% of buyers interview just one agent. Interview and choose that one agent. That's it. Now, that is great. That is great news for those active realtors out there, those active agents, and that's fine for you if you're looking for your personal home. But as investors, do we just want one realtor on our team? Oh, absolutely not. I've got dozens on my team. I've got dozens on my team. The more feet you have out there beating the pavement for you, the more eyes that are looking at property, that are scrutinizing property for you, the better your chances of success. So do you want just one? Absolutely not. And I'll tell you, realtors are everywhere. You can go out into a crowd, take a baseball with you, throw that baseball, you're going to hit one. Does any old realtor off the street make a good one for you, the single family rental investor? To be honest, and again, I've been doing this for 13 years, I meet realtors all the time, and we get to talking, and early on, I did work very hard to build a team, and I interviewed a ton of realtors. Many just do not understand what investors do. Many just don't. They simply don't. Add to that the complexity of what we do as specifically as members at Lifestyles Unlimited. I don't mean that our process is complex, but it's just another variable, a new way of thinking for a lot of the realtors. They're just not going to get it. So if you meet a random realtor and you seem to have good rapport, right? That's important. I need to be able to talk easily with you, you with me. We're understanding each other. We're not having communication problems. Hey, I like you. I still want to know a few things. Questions I might ask. Number one, do you invest? Are you investing in rental property, houses in particular? If yes, that is a good sign. Now, some people will say, well, isn't that a kind of a conflict of interest? If they're looking for houses, you're looking for houses. I will tell you, there are plenty of houses out there. Don't worry about that. All right. I've never had an issue there, but I want to know, are you an investor as well? Because that means you'll have a little bit of a little bit better refined vision for what we're trying to achieve as investors. And if you are investing, where are you doing that? What kind of price point are you looking for in terms of rent? Let me clarify that. Why price point? Well, if they tell me, yeah, I love investing north of town in Frisco. Remember, I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth. Frisco, booming area, commands very high rents in a lot of places. And if they say, hey, we're targeting, you know, $5,000 per month rents, that is not what we're looking for. That is absolutely not what we're looking for. A realtor that thinks in those terms may not be a good fit. Now, do they also do small, you know, lower end, let's say $1,000 to maybe $2,000, $2,500 rents? Okay, different conversation. Also, number two, ask them, are you working with any investors at the moment? Again, you might think, yeah, ooh, how are they going to decide who to give that pocket listing or that off-market listing to, or even that listing that they just came across that's coming soon or has been on the market for 100 days? It's not a problem here either, right? They should know their investor base and be able to discern that. And you'll know over time if it's working out or not. So, but I want to know if they're working with other investors, again, for the same reason. They understand then what we're doing, if they've had success with those investors. And a follow-up question, a third question, and this may depend on where you're investing, is do you have a good network of reliable tradesmen, right? The plumber, the AC guy. Most realtors do. And this is especially important if you're doing like we like to say, living where you want, investing where it makes sense, meaning maybe you're in San Diego, California. Got a lot of members there. They're not buying houses in San Diego, California. It doesn't work. Prices are too high, right? There's no profit there. So they're investing in other places like Kansas City, Missouri, or Kansas City, Kansas, or in Tennessee, all places where we have Lifestyles Realty and infrastructure. But if you're investing abroad like that, so to speak, well, I need to know what kind of contacts you may be able to help me with. I've invested down near Houston, for example. I've used a leasing agent. So I've certainly asked, okay, if I need, I'm going to build my own team, but if I need, who do you have? Good to know. And I'm going to give you a tool, at least here in Texas. I can't speak to Tennessee or Missouri or Arizona. If you are looking to work with a particular realtor here in Texas, you can go to the TREC website. TREC stands for Texas Real Estate Commission. And there's a license lookup. You can look up first and last name. If you know their license number, you can look that up. It's helpful to verify a couple of things. Number one, are they active? Right? Have they? Sometimes they let their licenses expire. You want to know this. So are they active? For how long? Right? You can confirm with brokerage what brokerage they're with. And I think it's interesting to look at their continuing education. You can see all going back in time, all of the educational courses they've had to take from the beginning. And every couple of years, they have to renew their license. They have to do continuing education. Are they taking courses that seem to be investor-focused? Always good to know. Now, I wouldn't rely too heavily on that necessarily, but I think it's an interesting point. One of the best places, by the way, you know, I mentioned you can find a realtor anywhere. You can find any realtor. But we want to find those ones that are good to work with investors. Very specific place you should go. Go find those local real estate investor groups. Realtors that are trolling those groups, those get-togethers, those meetups, are probably looking for investors to work with. Now, we'll flip the coin. Not all realtors want to work with investors. We sometimes have a reputation for being cheap, submitting lowball offers. Oh, they hate to do that. Although in this market, it might be a good thing to be doing, you know, offering on 100 houses before you buy one. So there are some realtors that will just simply say, no way, I'm not working with you. But a savvy realtor is going to understand this is repeat business. I help you buy the house. Maybe I help you lease the house. At some point, you're going to sell the house. I help you then. And most investors I know that are buying single family houses don't stop with just one. So go out to those real estate investor groups. Come out to the Lifestyles Unlimited case study. Meet some of the Lifestyles Realty team while you're there. But get out and network. One of the best places you're going to find those. Not to forget your very network of other investors. Now, what is your job? You found that realtor, you got to communicate with them, you have good rapport. Well, you need to now communicate with them what it is you need. What am I looking for? You need to know your goals in this space and what are your investing criteria if we're thinking about buying a house. What sort of house? What does it look like? What are you looking for? Do you know this? I'll spend some time thinking about this. What geographical area are you targeting? What is the footprint of the house? Meaning a couple of things. What sort of livable square footage am I looking for? I went to the 2-day recently, and Chris, the presenter there, you know, we did a search online. He found a great property. He specifically targeted, I think it was 800 to 1800, right? Some people maybe go bigger. Some people want to stay smaller. What does that square footage look like? Do I need to have 3 beds, 2 baths, 2-car garage, or can it just simply be 2 beds with maybe the chance to add a bedroom or a bath? What age of house? What rehab level are you comfortable with? This is important. Renovations. That's what we're looking for as members at Lifestyles Unlimited, are distressed properties where we can add value by going in and fixing it up. But here you really need to be prepared to educate that realtor on your investing model. Would you believe it? There are people out there that pay all cash, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 for a rent-ready house. That's not us. Some go in straight conventional, you know, financing with 20% down. Again, rent-ready with that goal of holding for the appreciation, not us. Realtors love these guys, right? Love to talk about the appreciation in any given market. First thing I hear when I talk to a new realtor is the appreciation. That's one of the ways we make money. But we make money multiple ways. And that is not how we invest. Not all cash, not rent ready. We'll talk about the model when we come back so you can learn how to communicate that to others as well.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, filling in today for Al Gordon. If you have questions, you can send those over to me at askandy@luinc.com. And we're talking about building a team and one specific member, or really multiples thereof, that you need on your team. By the way, I mentioned get out to real estate investing groups, meetups, that sort of thing, where you can find these more investor-targeted realtors. great place. I have to bring this up now because it's just a few months away. Great place where you can get out and see thousands of people. You know, there will probably be some realtors there. Certainly Lifestyles Realty is the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo and bus tour. That's coming up May 7th to the 10th, 2025, this year, right here where I sit, Irving, Texas. So nestled right between Dallas and Fort Worth. Easy to get to from any airport, make the drive, but a good opportunity for you to come and meet anybody you need to add to your team, right? Lots of people there. We're going to talk here in a minute about the Lifestyles Unlimited model. There will be a lot of breakout classes where you can learn things like how does that work? How does doing renovations, how does using hard money? I'm sure there will, I haven't seen the course list yet, but typically there's somebody that speaks to financing. It's a very important tool that we use. And again, that will be this May 7th to the 10th in Irving, Texas, the Wealth and Passive Income Expo and Tour. If you want to learn more, you can text the keyword EXPO, E-X-P-O, to 88007. Again, EXPO to 88007. You can use the term radio, R-A-D-I-O, and get a $100 discount if you do decide to pick up some tickets there. But great place to go. Thousands of people are going to be there. You're going to talk to some realtors. You'll talk to a lot of other people you want on your team as well. So equally important. And if you don't understand the Lifestyles Unlimited model, we'll get into that in greater depth. Okay, so what are we buying as members? This is what I had to do this in 2012 when I joined and started going, hitting the pavement and meeting and talking with new to me realtors. I had to explain to them just what it is I want. I don't want that retail. I do not want that rent-ready house that I'm going to pay top dollar for. We're looking for distressed property. We're looking for distressed property because we've got an eye for the fact that, hey, I can make money five ways on this house. I buy rent-ready, full market retail. One of the big ones goes away, and that's equity capture. If I can buy a house at a discount, let's say for $100,000, but I have to do renovations, I'm okay with that. Let's say $50,000 in renovations, and the new market value when I fix it up is now $200,000. You can see there's a gap there, right? 100 plus 50, 150 yields a $200,000 value. There's a $50,000 gap in there. Now, there'll be some holding costs, closing costs involved, but that gap basically represents my equity capture. I've created that by adding value back to a distressed property through the renovations. That can be a really, really big number. You're not going to get that if you go out and pay all cash for a rent-ready house. So we want distressed property because, number one, we're going to make money pretty much immediately through equity capture. We're going to fix it up. We're going to fix everything that's broken now or could break in a handful of years because we follow the motto, best product, best price. That pulls all my maintenance, all my CapEx forward to today. So I'm able to hold that without any maintenance nightmares, all that stuff that keeps people up at night. Don't have that issue because I fixed it at the outset when it was vacant. Now I'm just collecting that gross rent every month. I'm paying my fixed expenses and I'm keeping the profit. Net cash flow, net profit on a single family house is anywhere, we target anywhere from $200 to $600 and across the markets. If I have time, I'll look at a couple houses with you. I saw one hit my inbox recently. It's cash flowing close to $500. What if you bought 10 of those? Bam, $5,000 coming in, net income, passive cash flow. Wouldn't you be real estate retired pretty darn quick? I think so. Equity capture cash flow just two ways. We do have debt on the properties, and every month part of that rent payment goes to paying the mortgage. And my principal balance on that loan goes down. We call that equity buildup. So we're accruing that equity over time, as well as market appreciation, numbers three and four there. And finally, we have big tax advantages, both with our houses as well as apartments. So that's broadly the Lifestyles Unlimited model. The key takeaway for you here, though, is distressed property. How much rehab am I comfortable with? These are things I need to be able to communicate and educate that realtor on if they've not dealt with an investor like me before. Now, they're going to help us do a number of things. Let's talk about why I need that realtor on my team. And I enumerated a number of things earlier. First and foremost, if I want to be a single family rental investor, I need to acquire a property. And they're going to help me do that. They're going to help me find a property to invest in. I told you I want to give you some alternatives to realtors in some of these spaces. And there are a lot of alternatives right here. Now, there are a ton of online listing platforms, you know, realtor.com, HAR.com, any Zillow. Where you can go out and look at what's active on the market. Can you go and make your own offer? Yeah, you can. Here in Texas, anyhow, anybody you don't have to be licensed. Anybody can use the TREC, the Texas Real Estate Commission, the TREC 1-4 family purchase contract. That's what my wife and I have done. We've gotten some off-market deals where we found the seller ourselves and we just wrote it up on that TREC contract. Not licensed. Don't have to be. Right? Now, counterpoint, well, there can be a lot that goes into a negotiation around a real estate transaction, doing due diligence, right? Handling earnest money, lots of paperwork. This is where I've come to learn I prefer to tap into other people's knowledge and other people's time because it can take a lot of time. Well, what else are we doing with that rental house? We're leasing it. We need to find a renter. And depending on your situation, we teach you, by the way, at the 2-day, how to do this yourself. And this is a spot where you might want to do this yourself. Using a leasing agent can be very, very expensive. It's not hard. It's not hard to lease a house. But if your time does not permit and you just don't want to do it, how do you find a realtor? Well, best place to go is your network of fellow single-family rental investors. They're going to know somebody. They've probably used a leasing agent. So go to those investors that you know. Who is it? And as I already mentioned, go out to those local real estate investor groups. Get out to the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. At those sort of get-togethers, you're gonna be able to talk more in depth with people, and you may find those realtors there that are specifically working as leasing agents. Not all realtors want to take on a lease listing, right? It's pretty low dollar if you think about it in terms of commissions. We'll get to the cost here in a minute. Good place to go, though. You know, we bought a couple houses down kind of in a rural area north of Houston number of years ago, and I had no intention of going down there and showing the house. I said, you know, we're just going to use a leasing agent for this. Well, I needed to find one. I just went online to that submarket, checked Zillow, checked HAR.com, checked the Sundry platforms, and who do I see has a lot of business there? Made a list, started calling. Half of them didn't answer. Half of them did not respond. You're out. Clearly, I need somebody that is responsive, but you can work through the list that way. Just find some people that are listing. If they're active out there, they're probably going to be happy to work with you as well. And the last comment here, property management companies, if we have time, we'll talk about them. They do have to be licensed in Texas if they're going to represent somebody else's property. And commonly, they'll carve out parts of their processes. For example, they will just do lease listings for you, right? That's an option as well. Now, questions I would ask that realtor, I've got my list, I'm calling around. I'd say, hey, how many lease-ups do you do on a regular basis? Is this a focus for you? What is included? How are you going to market the property? Well, I've probably seen a little bit already if I've found their number. Do you provide the pictures? Do I need to take care of that? What about, and this is the most important part, what about the screening? What about the background check? Now, I've used leasing agents over the years from time to time, and commonly they'll take care of that paid screening, whatever that process is that runs the credit check, the eviction history, the criminal check. They'll do that for you. They'll collect the app fees from the applicant. They'll run that, no problem. Typically, they're not going to be calling the employer. They're not going to be calling the current or the prior landlord. So you need to be prepared, or at least ask the question, are you going to do this for me? Most won't, because that starts to get into borderline property management. A lot of brokerages don't touch that. So what are they going to do? What do you need to do? Can they handle the move-in for you? If it's out of town, if it's out of state, can they meet that resident at move-in? And here's the clincher. What's the cost? It is not uncommon. It is probably the most common number I've seen is, well, you're going to be paying me 1 month's rent. So if I'm renting the house for $1,425, they find that applicant becomes a tenant, they move in on March 1st. Well, March 1st, I write a check for $1,425. They're 1 month's rent. So this is why I say you may want to really dig into doing this part of the process yourself. And we talk about that again at the 2-day in depth, and we have classes on this stuff online, lots of places to go to get more information. It's not hard. It really is not a hard process. Does not have to be massively time consuming. And I will say, if 100% of 1 month's rent seems like a lot, you do get what you pay for. Years ago, we found a guy that only charged 50%. Oh, well, let's give this guy a go. We didn't ask him, how are you marketing this? We didn't ask him, it was terrible. The guy used exclusively Craigslist. Licensed realtor was trying to circumvent stuff. I don't know, but we had to back out, find somebody else. You get what you pay for. So if it's 50% or less, be careful. And here, your job as the investor is just like we said before, when you're buying a property, what are your criteria? know what you want in a resident. Screening criteria, if you can put together a document, you should, and have that signed. In the state of Texas, if you collect application fees and you decline somebody, you haven't told them what are your criteria, you could be obligated to refund those. So have a screening criteria form that details what am I looking at, credit score, income, etc. Have it signed. And then know how you want the lease terms to sound. If you're doing this for the first time, an experienced leasing agent can help you here. If you're a member at Lifestyles Unlimited, right? We, like I said, we've got classes around all of these topics. But things like late fees, what are you going to charge? And when? And hey, if they're going to bring a pet, how many? What size? Dogs and cats? Dogs or cats? 2 max, 5 max? How much is the pet rent? How much for pet fees? Or is it a pet deposit? A lot of discussions around that space. How many cars are you going to allow them to park in your driveway, in the garage? Is it 2? Is it 10? I've seen some big numbers. How long can guests stay? What is your contact information if there is a maintenance request or some kind of emergency? Again, we short circuit that by taking care of that during the renovations. But, you know, if something happens, what do we put in there? There are lots of blanks. You know, at least here in Texas, if you're working with the realtor, it's a pretty standardized form, but they're going to ask you these questions and more. So what do you want that lease to look like? That's your job. But they're going to help you get it leased. And bam, you got a 12-month lease. Time ticks by. You're enjoying that passive income, that cash flow coming in every month. And before you know it, you're 60 days away from the end of the lease term. Commonly, we write into our leases that the resident has to give notice either 60 days, maybe 45 days in writing before the end of the lease term. Well, what do I need to do now? Reach out to that realtor. They're going to help you here as well. They're going to run comps. In fact, they're going to run comps for you for 3 reasons, typically. Lease renewal, right? Big one. Years gone by. We plan to hold for 1 more year, let's say. So what are we going to increase the rent to? I need to know what things have been leasing for, right, in the recent past. Can I take it up $20, $50? What is acceptable in the market? Or maybe I've concluded my hold period and my business plan says it's time to sell. Well, how's the local market looking? And what do recent sales comps show me for price? Am I going to get that price point that I want to get my maximum profit? Or maybe I want to do a cash out refinance. For both of those, I want to know what the sales comps in the recent past are. I typically start as close to today as I can and go wider, no longer back than 180 days, 6 months typically. So we're going to lease up, need to know comps for the rental side. We're going to sell or do a cash out refi, need to know recent sold comps. Third reason, and a lot of you, at least here in Texas, are going to be chomping at the bit about this really soon. Yeah, property tax protest window is coming up here in April. Starts in April. And I'll tell you, realtors come out of the woodwork here in Texas at this time of year because that's how they advertise. Hey, let me run your comps for your house so you can go protest down at the county appraisal district. Do it. Take them up on that. If you don't have access to your own comps, sales comps, do that. Absolutely do that. You should protest every year. Absolutely do that. Hire that out if you have to. But property tax protest, very, very important. Now, each of these, leasing, comps for leasing, comps for selling, comps for property tax protest, are there good alternatives to that? Yeah, there are. Actually, at Lifestyles Unlimited, and I saw this at the recent 2-day, Chris pulled up Quest. Quest is a tool that allows you to go essentially into MLS and see sales comps and lease comps. Everything you need is right there. They have pictures so you can see, is this truly a comp? Yes, it is. Okay, I'm going to use that for my cash out refi. I'm going to print out these 3. I'm going to take them when I meet the appraiser and kind of give him a nudge. Look at these, just like mine. Maybe it goes the other way. Hey, tax appraisal district, man, look at my neighborhood. It's going downhill. I found a couple comps that maybe point towards lowering. But Quest is a great place to go to do that. So comps, though, if you're not sure, if you don't have access to Quest or some other program, that's where the realtor comes to your aid. And the last place I mentioned very briefly a moment ago, property management. In Texas, anyhow, an agent or a person has to be licensed, have a realtor license in order to manage property for other people. So if you don't have the time or the desire to self-manage, I self-manage all of my houses all around DFW, down by Houston. It's not a lot of work. We teach you how to do that. If you're doing it right, it's pretty hands-off. But you say to yourself, I got a full-time 80-hour-a-week job, which is why we want to get you out of there. Well, hire it out. Hire it out to a property management company. Make it fully passive, right? So that you still take advantage of the 5 ways that we make money. Don't have time to get into it, but hey, time to dispose of the asset, selling the home. You should work with a realtor. There's tons of statistical evidence out there that those that go the FSBO, the for sale by owner route, just don't make as much. Sits too long, have trouble with the contracts, negotiations fall apart. Just don't get that price that you think you can and should. A realtor can really help you here, but yeah, there's some cost with that as well. Just bake that into the pie. My favorite realtors, by the way, the Lifestyles Realty team. They have sent me thousands, and I kid you not, thousands of potential single-family rental houses over the years, and I've bought a lot of them. It's very easy to do. Don't have to educate that realty team. They don't send me junk because they understand the model. They are investors like I am. So I love working with those realtors. But I have others too, right? The bigger the team, the better. More feet, more eyes, going to bring me stuff, going to do outsource my work for me, delegate to those guys. Makes my life easier. So like Al, I can go out and live the lifestyle, and you can too. Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.